You're listening to Light Switch the Podcast, hosted by Erica and Sakura, a podcast to help you spark aha moments about career and life through honest conversations between two friends.
Light Switch へようこそ。異なるバックグラウンドを持つ2人があらゆるトピックについてディスカッションしていきます。このポッドキャストは日本語と英語でお送りします。
Hi everyone, welcome back to our podcast. So today's episode is all about starting a new job. When you start a new job, whether it's your first one or whether it's your second, third, you know, however many, it can always be very exciting, but also a little bit scary. I myself, I think I have mentioned it before, have started a new job in this past year in May, and I've just almost completed, I think 2.5 or 3 months or something like that. So I have a really good sense of like that starting point because it was very fresh in my mind. And Erica started her job not very long ago, maybe six months, right? So I thought this would be a really great opportunity for us to give advice on some things that you can do to help you onboard to your new job quickly or effectively or, you know, in a pretty productive manner.
はい。今日はですね、今さくらが言ってくれた通り、新しい仕事を始めた時にどうやったらこう割と早く仕事になれれるかっていうところを、私とさくらもこの1年間の間に転職して新しい仕事を始めてるので、その経験から話していければと思います。
Alright, let's get started. We'll get right into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually trying out a new format today where we'll be going over the piece of advice one by one in rotation. So let me know, Erica, if you like this format for later.
Very effective. Let's go.
Okay, so number one for my piece of advice is ask questions and ask a lot of questions. And I say this because a lot of people are afraid to ask questions, but how are you going to get to know something or someone or anything if you don't ask? So I say that, you know, personally, I think being new is a superpower. Mm-hmm. So you can't be afraid to use it. If you are new, people expect that you don't know things, which is actually a good thing. Some people might think it's negative, but it's actually a good thing because then you can leverage that to ask a lot of questions, to start building new connections. You know, it gives you that, I wouldn't say excuse because it's not the right word, but なんかきっかけをくれるって思ってるから、 I really think that you should utilize it to the best of your advantage. However, asking questions the right way is also, I think, a big part of it. Because if you ask a lot of questions that maybe, I wouldn't say be too obvious, but things that you can find on your own, you might feel like you're taking a time away from a lot of people. So yeah, how do you, you know, ask questions effectively? So when you're new, you're going to have a ton of questions and you probably don't know what kind of tools or resources there are to ask them, as well as who to ask. So my advice is, what I always do is I put all my questions in one centralized place. And then week by week, you know, I evaluate them. And then if I, you know, some of these questions I actually answer naturally on my own by, let's say, going to a specific website or a resource that's provided. But then at the end of the week, I'll be stuck with questions that I really don't know what to do with. So then that's when I can leverage somebody like maybe my manager or maybe your onboarding buddy, if, you know, your company operates like that, to have a place where you can ask questions, right? So I think what's important is you have to put in the effort to make sure you research and you understand, you know, in the ecosystem that you have to answer your questions, but you also can't be afraid to ask questions for other people when you don't know something. So let me just stop right there. Erica, do you have any comment on that? Or
I was going to say, I love your strategy when you said that you put all the questions in one place and then deal with it later rather than ask on the spot. But one thing I felt was that I think being a new is a superpower. I completely agree. But I think there is some identity here that a lot of Japanese people are actually very shy.
Interesting.
You might know or you might not know that. I think maybe you experience this when you ask Japanese people after the presentation, do you have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, shim, みたいな。多分新しく入ってきた人も結構そういうのが多い気がしてて、なんか質問とかあったら何でも聞いてねって言ってもなかなか質問してこない。
なるほど。
でも多分これって割と文化的な違いなのかなっていうのは聞いてて思った。私も最初、うんうん、 新卒1年目の時の自分の質問量と今新しく転職して自分が質問する量って全然違う、めちゃくちゃ増えてるから、 I think I've changed、to the person who like I feel really comfortable asking a lot of questions, but I think I was really afraid before.
なるほどね、
うん、
なんかその怖いという気持ちだったり、もしくはちょっと聞きすぎて恥ずかしいっていう、まあ、部分ももちろん、まあ、自分でも感じてる時もあるけど、うん、I think for me it's much easier to just like again think of this and spin it in my head as、うん、oh yeah but I'm new so、うん、you know of course、うん、I'm gonna have questions と思うんだけど、
うん、
なんかそういうのにちょっとチャレンジングだなって思う方になんかアドバイスとかってある？
そうだね、なんか多分質問するのがちょっと怖いとかあんま質問しない方がいいかなって思う大きな理由って、なんかバカだと思われたくないみたいな、
うんうん、
これを知らないってことを思われたくない、ね、うん、だけど多分自分が知らないことってほとんどみんな知らないから。
That's 100% correct、ね、you know, I help with a lot of onboarding, but if you have a question, I'm sure everybody else is thinking the same question.
Exactly, so you don't have to think too much that, oh, like, I'm so ashamed that I don't know this. If you feel that way, maybe 80% of other people feel the same way, and then they just can't ask. So maybe be the one to ask, so can you, so that you can help other people.、
うん、
っていうふうに思うと、結構いい考え方なのかなとは思う。
That's such a beautiful spin, I feel like.
でも本当に、みんなのこと助けようみたいな。
でも本当にそう思う。But yeah, I need to reiterate that everybody usually asks me the same 10 questions.It's like FAQs as someone who helps people on board.、Mm. So yeah, thanks for that, Erica.、Mm-hmm. So now let me pass it over to you, Erica. What would be an advice,
Yay,
piece of advice,、
turn.
yes, that you would have?
I would say、connect with stakeholders, but it's too corporate, so I would say connect with people.、
Mm.
まず、I feel like when you're new, like, of course, even though it's、in the business setting or even private setting, of course, you introduce yourself, right? Like,who you are and then why you're here for. なんかそれはなんか積極的にぜひぜひやった方がいいんじゃないかなと思うのと、あと仕事においては、It's so important to fully understand who you work with and their role and responsibilities. If you don't understand that when you join the company, you might have hard time later on.、
Mm.
So I think it's really, really important to focus on that in the beginning especially.And もう少し踏み込んでいくと、 when you have a talk, of course understand them like personally, what kind of person they are, what they like, but、from business standpoint, if you could ask their pain point in their role、それを最初に聞けると自分のバリューをすごく発揮しやすいんじゃないかなっていうふうに思ってて、なんか自分はこういう人です、こういうことをやりますって言っても、それが全然相手の求めてることじゃなかったりとか、うん、相手のペインポイントじゃない時ってあんまり刺さらない気がしてて、だからもちろん自分のロールの説明をして自分のことも言うんだけど、相手がとか相手のチームが今どんなことで困ってるのかなっていうのを聞くだけでも、あ、この人入ってくれてよかったなって、何もしてなくても多分思ってもらえる、ちょっと感情的なとこだと思うんだけど、それはぜひぜひ入ってすぐに進めていけると、リレーションシップビルディングにもなるし、仕事 の, 自分のバリューも発揮しやすくなっていくんじゃないかなっていうふうに思う。あとワーキングスタイル、
コミュニケーションスタイルとか、
そうだね、うん、そうだね、例えばメールがすごい好きな人とか、スラックがすごい好きな人とか
そういうのあるよね。
あるある、全然違うと思う、うん、とか何かあったらとりあえずミーティング入れてパパッと話しましょうみたいな人もいたりすると思うし、それを入って割と早めに知れると働きやすいし、相手もすごくコンフォータブルなんじゃないかなって思います。
I really, What do you think? Yeah, no, I was just gonna say that the point aboutlearning about others' pain points、
うん、
and also understanding the role and responsibilities. なんか追加したかったのが、なんか他の人が、まあ、他のチームとか自分のマネージャーでも誰でもいいんだけど、やってるところをちゃんと把握して、で自分が、まあ、そのエコシステムっていうのかな、うん、そのところでどうやってフィットしていくのかっていうのが、うん、多分一番最初に入って難しい部分だと自分は思ってて、
うんうん、
だからエリカが言ったみたいに、そういう、まあ、会話を通してそれを把握していくのは、
うん、
It's not only good for understanding others, but also for me, I think your own role、
うん、
too. And I think, like you said, so こで you can provide a lot of value and insight, you know, with fresh eyes. You know, you're hired for a reason into that position. And then you can see how you can, you know, collaborate from there, right? So I really like that you mentioned that.
I think adding one point, you can do shadowing too. なんかすごいめちゃくちゃコーポレートっぽく聞こえるけど、例えば会った人のにウィークリーのミーティングありますかとか言って、そのチームのミーティングにあんま関係なくても入れてもらうとか、なんかそういうのって最初さくらが言った通り新しい人だからこそできること、Like if you're not new and then you suddenly join like the different teams meeting, you might, you should have agenda, right? But if you're new, you could just say like, hey, I'm new and I wanna just observe like what you guys do. でも全然みんな変に思わないと思うし、そういうやり方で人を知るっていうのもそうだけど、チームとか仕事内容をどんどん理解していくっていうのは効率的なんじゃないかなと思う。
なんかラーニングの面で見て人ってどうやって学ぶっていうのを見ていくと、It's not like a framework, but I think it's some kind of data. Sorry, I have no sources cited, but it is a thing, I promise. It's interesting that, so when people learn, there's this breakdown of how people learn. So it would be like 10% of how you learn is through what you would call like a textbook, right? Or like a theory. And then 20% comes from being in a classroom or maybe discussion around that theory. And then 70% actually comes from doing it on the job, right? Like OJT. だからそのシャドウイングをやったり、実際なんかそういうやってる人に質問していくとかっていうのをすごく自分のラーニングに対してのもすごく大事だなと思ってるから、I 100% like agree with that.
And then what's yours? Share us your advice number three.
Okay, advice number three coming from myself.I have a tendency to go deep really fast. なんかもうとにかく走っていくっていうなんかメンタリティでいつも入ってるんだけど、 which is actually not a bad thing. I think a lot of people have that fresh energy when they once join. But I found that actually taking things slow helps you go faster. So let me kind of explain. なんかIt's really difficult to understand at first, again, maybe the ecosystem that you're in, what kind of resources that you have, what kind of tools you have, and, you know, how you're going to be collaborating with other people. And those kinds of things just cannot be learned on day one. Like, it's just going to always take a few days, a few weeks, maybe even a few months for you to understand. So trying to rush everything and getting overwhelmed with the amount of information...always feels like for me, maybe not a setback, but it feels like it can be kind of like a stopper for me. So I have sometimes times where I've onboarded, let's say it's like week three or four, and it's 2 p.m. and I'm like, what should I do? I feel like I should be doing something, you know? And it sometimes like it's really hard for you to embrace the fact thatyour schedule's not set yet. Maybe you have a lot of downtime and you don't know what to do with it. But I really, really advise you to enjoy that time, first of all, that you can slow down. If there is downtime, this is your, you know, way of being able to explore whatever it is that you want and then take things, you know, step by step, right? So I think taking the intentional time to listen and understand the business that you're in, what are the challenges, learning the tools, and again, just the entire ecosystem,I think actually helps you ramp up faster rather than just trying to like do everything, you know, at the speed of light when you first join.
I completely agree what you said. I actually had like a same experience in my previous role.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I was, it was like onboarding period, maybe like 2 weeks in, and I was waiting for the task because I finished all the like reading. And then I asked the manager,so what should I do? And he was like, okay, don't even ask me because it will come soon. And I was like, okay.
It'll get busy soon enough.
Even though you don't want to. So yeah, like I think you got the very like good point that take it slow, appreciate the time you have. 絶対今後忙しくなっちゃうから。
忙しくなるから。
Yeah.
でもそこもなんか難しいよね because I feel a lot of guilt when there is downtime.なんか例えば何もやることないなとか、なんかちょっと ペースが遅いなってなると自分もなんか I feel like I should be doing something、
うん、
でまあ I guess technically yeah you should be working 8 hours a day of course you know、but because when you are new not everything is set you're still learning I have had much luck you know with a lot of my managers being great and saying like you know enjoy this time ramp up do what you need to do and then like just take it easy なんかそういうのを embrace するのが難しかったけど、うん、今になってそのアドバイスすごくいいなと思って、うん、今日ちょっとシェアしたいと思いました、うんうん、ありがとうございます
勝手に終わったね
Okay, let's move on Advice number four, Erica
Okay, my advice is take reflection time なんかちょっと言い方的に今さくらが言ったことと似てる感じするけど私が What I mean by that isWhen you're onboarding, there's so much information to like remember. Also, so many people, even names and their roles to remember. And it gets very overwhelmed, right? There's so much to just like think about, so much to like memorize. だからそれをそのままにして走っちゃうと多分なんかしっかりストアする時間がなくてバーンアウトしちゃうと思うので最初の頃だからこそ例えば early morning とか even like weekends Saturday or Sunday take some time to reflect what you like who you met what you've done what you've learned even just like なんか小さい単語とかでもいいから覚える時間っていうのを取ったら最初の方はいいんじゃないかなと思うまあ日本語で言うと復習っていうのかなもう一回リビューしてみるっていうのは結構この時期だからこそ大切なんじゃないかなと思ってて今さくらが言ってくれたようになんか最初のオンボーディングの時間って結構時間はあるんだけど多分インフォメーションの量はとてつもないから
そうそうなんかギャップあるよねそうそうなんかペースはすごく早く行きたいんだけど情報がありすぎてそこのギャップ私結構いつも感じる、う
んなんかね、まあもちろん新しいから当たり前なんだけど、しかも人もみんな新しいからね、
うん、
なんかこの人の名前なんだったっけとか時々なっちゃったりすると思うから、そういうのは、まあ自分に優しくゆっくりリフレクションしていくっていうのは、オーバーウェルムにならないためにも大切なんじゃないかなと思います。
なるほどね。
うん、
Is there any specific, maybe not tools or ways that you like to reflect? Because I think you mentioned before that you like to journal or you like to take a walk.But is there anything else that you do to kind of make that intentional for yourself?
そうだね。私は、まあ、毎朝ジャーナル書いてるって言ったんだけど、新しい仕事を始めたら、その、プライベートのジャーナルじゃなくて別の、まあ、仕事用のジャーナル。
Work journal!
Yes. okay, I'll call you work journal.
It's so late, don't say.
なんかこうその日に感じたこととか学んだこととか、まあ、会った人とかその人が何やってるみたいなのをもう殴り書きで手書きで書いてで私は書くと分かる人なのでその組織の構造だったりチームメンバーの人がやってることみたいなのを書いて頭に入れるっていうのをやってる
なるほどね
基本、When I meet new people like of course you take notes right and that notes is very very汚いよね私、うんうんうん、だから終わった後にそれをきれいにするみたいなのでリフレクションにもなるしっていうのはちゃんと時間取るようにしてるかなな
るほどねなんかすごく真面目でね
こう見えてね
いやこう見えてじゃないでしょう
Do you do this exercise too?
I think, you know what? Now that I think about it, I don't think I take time to reflect I think I just try to go, 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 go and I don'tAnd again, I try to slow down. But it is actually a very good idea, like you said, to actually take intentional time to reflect because I forget so many things.
Mm.
And it's natural. You will forget a lot of things that you initially learned if you don't repeat it, right? Or if you don't continue with it. So I really like that advice and I'm going to start utilizing it actually in my current role, I think.
なんか私1年目の時にすごいお世話になった先輩が言ってたんだけどApparently, he has been taking every single Saturday morning to write what he has done, what he has learned, and what he wants to improve like next week, like following week, every single Saturday morning for like many, many years.
すごいね。
で、それですごい頭の中が整理されるっていうのを言ってて、だから私もそれはできてないんだけど、 せめてこうオンボーディングの時はこのエクササイズやってみると多分自分の頭の整理としてはすごいいいんじゃないかなと。
Mm-hmm.
I think I should be doing that too.
I like that.、
Mm.
Okay, so I'm going to add a last piece of advice now. Moving、Please. On. One thing that I have noticed about myself that I do naturally, but I think maybe isn't...I wouldn't say not common knowledge, but it's hard to do because of all the things that you have to do is having a really consistent line of communication with your manager about expectations. And I say this because in the beginning, depending on, you know, where you're hired or for what role you are hired, sometimes actually your role isn't so clear. なんか実はスコープ違ったとか、実はこれやらないとかやるとかっていう場面も結構見てて、
結構あるよね。
結構あるよね。Yeah. And it's actually not a weird thing. It happens quite often. And it's usually based on because of business need, right?、
Mm.
Your job is there because of a business need. So, I think having consistent communication with your manager about what they expect from you and your role, or if there are resources or tools to help you imagine specifically what your responsibilities are,And then making sure you're on track, at least for like the first, I don't know, four weeks, 8 weeks, something like that, has immensely helped me in understanding how I'm progressing and also like what my manager expects from me in my own career development, right?、
Mm.
So, なんかそういう期待値の話ってあんまり自分から言わない人多いかなと思ってて。
まあちょっと言いづらいところもね、あるよね。そうだね。
でも結構私ざっくり言っちゃう人だから、例えば、like, I think in this role, my understanding is I have to do X, Y, and Z. So I'm planning to do, you know, A, B, C for my first, I don't know, 5 projects or something like that. Like, what do you think about that? Or how do you think I'm progressing against that? なんかそうやって結構ストレートに私言う感じなんだけど、そうだね、なんか navigating that relationship in general too can be quite difficult. でも、私は結構やってるかな。どうだろう、なんかエリカは違うアプローチやってる、それともそんなになんかもうちょっとナチュラルにプログレスする感じ。
そうだね、まあ、私もそのロングタームキャリアディスカッションみたいなのは積極的にやるようにしてて、例えばこういう方向性に行きたいからこういうタスクをぜひ振ってほしいとか、こういうロールに挑戦してみたいとか、こういうチームに入ってみたいとかっていう話はするけど、 As you saidThe expectation or things we are expected to do、really depends on the business needs. だからそれが自分がハイヤーされたタイトルだったりとか、自分がやりたいこととアラインしてないときは、とりあえず push through みたいな感じの時も結構あるかなって思う。
なるほどね。
でもそれが今後の自分が求めてるまあ、キャリア像というか、こういうふうに成長したいっていうところにアラインしてればあえてブリングアップはしないんだけど、全然違うんだけどっていう時はちょっと話す時もあるかな。
So I like what you said about like even if it may be a little bit different or maybe you know this or that, that you'll still try to come through. come through, sorry, this is a very slangy term. One thing I also wanted to mention is usually in the beginning of when I join, it's hard to make boundaries, butIn general, I try to have a yes mindset, right?
Mm.
Like maybe things will be different. Maybe you'll have to adjust to a lot of new things, even when you're new. And it's really difficult to, one, like I said, navigate the relationship if you don't feel like you can push back, or maybe it's like completely different from what you expected. But at the same time, I also try to give a kind of a grace period in the beginning to think like, it's still a learning opportunity.
Mm.
For me, it's like, even though it's different or even though things may change, this is still a learning opportunity for me. So I'm just going to go for it. So, and I think, yeah, over time, you again decide like, okay, what does your role look like? What are the expectations? And then how the things that you're doing lead up to your performance, right?
Mm.
So thanks for adding that.
Mm. まあ、とりあえず最初は、
頑張りましょうって。
もらえたオブジェクティブは全部やってみて、学んでみるっていうのは、そこから好きなことを決めるっていう感じのスタンスで、私もいいんじゃないかなと思う。
I love that. Okay, so that was it on our episode on advice when starting a new job. I hope that if you're currently onboarding or if you are starting a new job, which is very exciting, this was very helpful for you. We're actually always looking for new topic requests for our podcast. So if you have one, please feel free to reach us out on Instagram and follow us to never miss an episode on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Thank you all so much. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.